are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me quickly to Luke chapter 13 and let us talk this morning. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Luke chapter 13 verse 10, the Bible says, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up." I want to tell you here this morning, before I get into my message, I know many of you have gone through a lot of stuff in your life, but I want to tell you this is a year where things will be different. I don't care how long you've been suffering, I do care. But I don't want you to give up hope. I don't want you to sit here this morning hopeless. I pray that as I speak this morning, here in Pretoria, Bloemfontein, as you are listening, Johannesburg live stream viewers, those in prison this morning, that something will happen in your heart today. Because our God is alive. Do you believe it today? Come on, give him a praise. Let's get the atmosphere right in this place. Hallelujah. Bible says when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them." See, religious people don't care about God helping people. All they want is protocol. But Jesus came to this world for one reason, and that is to help people. And that means you this morning. God wants to help you. God wants to touch you. God wants to restore things back in your life this morning. God has a future and a hope for you this morning. Come on, say a good amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Then the Lord answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox and donkey from the stall and lead it away or water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? Ought not this daughter of Abraham, this daughter of God, this son of God, whom not God is teaching a lesson, whom Satan has bound, be loosed from this bond? Ought not this daughter, the son, whom Satan, not God, has bound for these 18 years, be loosed on the Sabbath?" When he had said these things, his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I'm talking to you about God's divine restoration. I feel God's spirit exploding in my spirit to declare to you that God wants to restore all things in your life, your spirit, your soul, and your body, that this will be a year of divine restoration. I believe God is going to restore everything the devil has stolen from you. I believe that God is going to move in our meetings in incredible ways during the worship, when we pray for people, and God is going to remove from many people sickness and disease in 2016. Can you say a big amen? Give the Lord a praise with expectation today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Exodus 23 verse 25, God promises, "I will take sickness away from the midst of you." Deuteronomy 7 verse 15, "And the Lord will take away from you all sickness." Hallelujah. Matthew 4:24-23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness and disease. I want you to know today that God is still the same. Hebrews 13 verse 8, the Bible says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and for miracle." Sometimes people say, "Well, Pastor, do you believe in an age of miracles?" No, I don't. But I do believe in a God of miracles. The Bible says the things that are impossible with men are possible with God, for with God all things are possible. My dear friend, I want you to know this morning that God in a moment can turn everything around in your world. In a moment, things can be different in your world. Hallelujah. Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So I want to talk about this restoration that we are living in. This dispensation that didn't start in 2016, but it began 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to this world. When God opened the heavens, as we sang this morning, and God poured out the Holy Spirit upon this earth. We all know what happens when rain falls. Bloemfontein, I drove back from the George area early January or late December, and I saw the Eastern Free State was a desert. After this beautiful rain that we've had in the last few weeks, everything is changing. Well, I'm here to tell somebody, everything is going to change in your life. You better get ready for it in the name of Jesus. Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel prophesied, and a prophecy that is for now. God says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. He prophesies about a new day, a day of divine restoration. Everything that's been eating away at your life, that depression, that sadness, that anxiety, that fear, those things that have been placing you under this heavy yoke, this burden, God promises, I'm going to remove it. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. You will have a new day. You will not go under the yoke of the enemy any longer. Like this woman bent with a spirit of infirmity, under the yoke, under the pressure of what the devil has done in your life. God promises, I will do a new thing in your life. God promises, I will work a work of restoration in your life. God promises that my arm is not too short to deliver. That's why the prophet Joel begins and he says, rejoice and be glad, because a new day is coming. A better day is coming. A good day is coming. Jesus has come to bring restoration into your life. If you believe it today, say a big amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Emily, we should not settle for everything that comes our way. We need to get a vision of full restoration, a vision of abundance, a vision of the life that God promises. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 31, the Bible says, when a thief is caught, he must restore sevenfold. John 10:10, Jesus tells us who the thief is. Says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Life more abundantly. Full restoration. Not just surviving, holding on in that marriage, tossing and turning in bed at night, not being able to sleep, living with a restless spirit, consumed in your mind with anxiety, under the yoke of the devil, not living the life that Jesus came to bring. God says, I will remove everything that the locusts have stolen. I will remove everything that the enemy has been taking out of your life. I will restore to you. I told you last week, if we're going to receive God's restoration, number one, we have to believe for it. Because although God makes a promise, we still have to believe the promises of God. Amen? Because the promises of God are not automatic. So God promises about a new thing and a new day. You have to believe it. Amen. Second thing is you have to expect it. You have to develop a restoration mentality. Not sit there, well, I don't agree with this now, and get all cynical and negative and filled with doubt. You have to make up your mind that you believe what God says. Make up your mind to believe in restoration. That restoration is on its way. That restoration has come through Jesus Christ. Number three, you have to declare restoration over your life. Amen? There's no such thing as being a silent Christian. You have to declare it. The Spirit of God will come upon you and you will prophesy and you will be turned into another man. So you have to declare it. Speak God's restoration. Number four, you have to receive it into your life. And that's where we're going to focus today. How to receive what God has in mind for you. I had a businessman phone me this week, so excited. He had just come out of a meeting that changed his life forever. Exactly what I said, it's gonna happen. People are gonna phone you, you're gonna have a meeting somewhere. Things are gonna change in a moment, because God can do in a moment what you cannot achieve in a lifetime. Hallelujah. He said, Pastor, you won't believe me. I said, I will believe you. Try me. He said, oh, Pastor, I'm not going to say, because they're still concluding major deals that will release him to do what God showed him to do. realistically. He says, Pastor, this is way above what I ever expected. I called my accountant, I called my attorney and say, this is too good to be true. Well, if it's too good to be true, it is God. Because God will suddenly work in your life. Suddenly, God will turn things. Oh, come on, suddenly, God is going to come on that. Infirmity is going to leave your body. Anything can happen. This is not an emotion, this is a reality. This is a fact. So better than a tuba. Better than the jackpot. Better than the crackpot. Is what God's going to do in your life. God's going to do a new thing in your life. Oh, how God's going to do a new thing in your life. The Spirit of God is going to come upon you. So you have to receive it into your life. You know, the challenge with going through prolonged tragedy or prolonged famine or prolonged trial and tribulation is that people lose their sense of expectation. And when the preacher preaches, it is like, okay, where are we going here? My friend, you have to activate something. You have to believe God again. Because you have solid ground for your faith, and that is what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago. We cannot change yesterday, but we can live today and live tomorrow. So the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 42, verse 22, he says, but this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore. So the worst thing you can do when the enemy steals in your life or when something is eating away in your life is that you become passive. We understand that every battle we fight is a spiritual battle. The Bible is very clear. In Ephesians chapter 4 or 6, the Bible says in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand, stand. Understand that every form of opposition has its origin in the spirit realm. Every form. Those problems you have at work, the problems in your mind, they all originate in the spirit dimension. Well, the Bible is clear. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. The prophet prophesies and he says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. So when the enemy comes with a plan of destruction, God comes with a plan for your deliverance. Hallelujah. God is never caught off guard. God is always one step ahead of the devil in your life. But you have to understand that this mighty restoration, deliverance, will not come in the natural way. It's going to come by the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Zechariah 4 verse 6, the Bible says, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, things are going to change. The rain is coming. The glory is coming. That's what Joel prophesied. He said, in the first month, I will pour upon you both the early rain and the latter rain. And things will be different. When the presence of God comes, things will be different in your life. You will have joy again. You will have peace again. You will follow me again. You will serve me again. When my spirit comes upon you, you cannot stay barren any longer. You cannot stay broken any longer. You cannot stay dead any longer. When my spirit comes upon you, you will live. And you will live again as I called you to live in Jesus' name. So I declare it today, you will have joy again. You will have peace again. You will have desire again. You will have happiness again. You will have healing in your physical body because the rain is falling. I say the rain is falling. Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. There was a little lady, like some of us here today, bent over by a spirit of infirmity. People come to church every week and something has them bound. It may be guilt, it may be fear, it may be bitterness, unforgiveness, some emotion that they have. God knows all these things and he doesn't judge you or condemn you. He comes and he sends his spirit to dwell in our midst. So when you come to church, you should come to church with an attitude of belief that anything can happen. I've not been able to sleep for years, Pastor. I've been having to take sleeping tablets. In a moment, God can take that yoke from off your shoulder. God can destroy that yoke. Pastor, I've not been able to fall pregnant. In a moment. That is what Jesus came to do. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He's not a historical Jesus. He's a present day Jesus. In time of trouble, He is there. He is here this morning because He loves you. And my dear friend, He is attracted to your need this morning. He doesn't look the other way. He sent the Holy Ghost to come and give you hope, to lift you up, to remove the burden. Whatever it is. Your wife may not even know that you are burdened with a decision. He knows. Hallelujah. I said He knows. He knows all things. He says that burden will be lifted off of you. You will not feel this pressure any longer. The pressure of provision. The pressure of finding a job. He says, oh, in a moment. Do you believe it this morning? I don't care what people say to young South Africans that you have no future. I'm here to tell you, you have a great future right here in South Africa, black and white, in the name of Jesus. Because, oh, come on, in a moment, God can turn this whole nation around by the power of the Holy Ghost, and He will. In a moment, He can do what no government can do. In a moment, He can cause investments to come in this country. In a moment, He can bring hope, a spirit of wisdom upon officials. In a moment, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. In a moment, God can make all things new. Suddenly you see Sarah and you fall in love with Sarah again. Suddenly you have a child, you are pregnant. Suddenly, anything can happen, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. I will do this new thing. Well, you can take this word at any time, or you can just let the word pass you by. In a moment. As women came to church like any other Sunday, no job, no hope on the horizon, but Jesus was there, knew about it. And in that moment, He said, daughter, you are loosed from your affliction. Everybody sat, like people always do when God moves, and say, Ek is nou nie gemaklik met hierdie gejubel en juig in die kerk nie. Ek soek eerder 'n plek waar ons kreun en steun en ween. Owee. Want ons is geleer die kerk is 'n plek van, is ons eintlik soos 'n begraafplaas. Dis ons mos geleer die kerk is. Jy raak stil as jy kerk toe kom. Want stil beteken heilig. Die begraafplaas is baie stil. En niemand verander in die begraafplaas nie. Ek soek nie 'n kerk wat soos 'n begraafplaas is nie, uit eerbied vir die dooies nie. Ons God is nie dood nie. Ons God lewe. Ons God regeer. Kom aan, loof sy naam in hierdie plek vandag iemand. Halleluja. Oh, I'm expecting God for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I'm trusting God for a Holy Ghost invasion to bypass your intellect and your reason and to get a hold of your heart and change it forever by the power of the Holy Ghost, like the Apostle Paul, a persecutor of the church, touched by the power of God, a preacher of the gospel. You may be 61 years old yet today. God's got your number. God loves you. God's not given up on you. God's not turned His back on you. In a moment, things will be different, not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. In that day, you will know. Because God will open the heavens and He will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And that means you and me, my dear friend. So in a moment, He can do what no man can do. In a moment, He can anoint your head with fresh oil. In a moment, He can give you wisdom and insight. Suddenly you know what you have to do. In a moment, He can break the cycle of drought off of your life. He can destroy the yoke, remove the heavy burden. Break through on your behalf. Break the curse. Heal the disease. Why not? Give me one reason why not. The Bible says all things are possible with Him. Anything can happen. I don't know when. May not be spectacular, but it will be supernatural by the power, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God has not forsaken you. God has not abandoned you. You better get ready for God to move in your life. For God to do a new thing in your life. Somebody say a new thing. No. Say it with conviction. Say a new thing. God's going to do a new thing in South Africa. The haters will not have their way with this country. This country is blessed by South Africa. We will be united, black and white. We will see the blessing of God upon this country. Our children's children's children will have a future and a hope in this great country called South Africa. Say amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In a moment, God can silence your enemy and the avenger. In a moment, God can break through. Get your eyes back on Jesus. Fill your heart with expectation. Believe God that anything can happen. In the Bible, when Jehoshaphat and Judah were facing three armies against them, and they never knew what to do, they turned their focus to God. And God said, "Fear not, Jehoshaphat, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's." How many of you would rather have God fight on your behalf? Come on. Then you know you win the battle. Fear not. Tabu. Amen. Fear not, Pete. Fear not, for the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go back to work, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat went back to the battleground, and everything changed because God intervened. God stepped in. God is the difference maker in any situation in your life. God can turn any situation around, from an impossible situation to a situation of mighty deliverance. Another example in the Bible, when the economy was so depressed, forget about a recession. This recession was so bad that people started eating their children. Imagine. Today we eat your child, tomorrow we eat your other child. Amen. What about your child? No, my child, I ate yesterday. They ate their children. Sometimes we think times are so tough that there's no hope for us. But if you read the Bible, there were always tough times in the Bible. But God always made a way. And God says, through the prophet Elijah, he says, tomorrow. He says, tomorrow, things will, there's no hope for South Africa. Tomorrow, this year, next year, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to sell, we're going to have to buy a ticket for England. Well, I see they're wanting to send a lot of people back to South Africa. And that's okay, because as they come, we're going to tell them, you have a future in South Africa. Right here, this is the land of blessing. Come on, in the name of Jesus. So the prophet says, tomorrow, somebody say tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. So an officer, a politician. Amen. Thank God for all our politicians. Amen. No, pray for all our politicians. But the Bible does say we should give thanks and pray. Please. It says, so an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this be? And he said, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat it. I mean, they were in a terrible economic, not even a recession. If you study that, they were selling dove dung. People ate animal, right? Dung. So they ate what we're having today. It's in your Bible. Don't look at me shocked. They bought animal droppings. So Johnny, today, what we're having for breakfast? Dove dung. Lunch, dove dung. Oh, not again, Mom. What are we having? Dove droppings. Ooh, this is fantastic. God says tomorrow things will be different. We come in here. God knows your circumstances. God knows where you live. God knows what you're going through. He understands the pressure that you face. And he says, I've sent my spirit. I've sent my son to bring a new dispensation of grace and restoration. You don't have to live under the yoke of the enemy. You don't have to be burdened under the pressure of this world. Things can be different in your life, but not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Some of you have to let go, and you have to let God take over in your life. You have to let go, and you have to let God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You sit here today, you say, I have no peace with God. They're in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, Livestream, East Rand, Velcom. If you die today, you don't know where you would spend eternity. Maybe you serve God. But like the prodigal son, you've wandered away from your father's house. I want to pray for you today. I'm trusting God to touch you, to give you a new beginning. Right now, as the Holy Spirit knocks at your heart, I want you to forget about everyone. I want you to listen to your heart today. Is the Father talking to you? Do you need God's forgiveness today? Do you need a new beginning, a fresh start with God today? Then the Holy Spirit is yet to give you that beginning. All God wants from you is to open your heart and allow Jesus to take His rightful place as Lord and Savior of your life. Say, Heavenly Father, I open my heart and I give myself to You. Save me, Jesus. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive my sin. Wash me in Your blood. I believe with all my heart that You died for my sin. I believe You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. Today in this place, I give myself to You. Thank You for Your grace that breaks the power of the devil over my life and the power of sin. Thank You today for a new beginning and for forgiveness of all my sin. Thank You that I am Your child from this day forever. In Jesus' name, I surrender all to You. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.